This is the Blockchain Billions podcast with your host, Henrik de Geer.
I'm Henrik de Geer. Today I'm speaking with Mark Wasser. Mark, how are you?
Doing well, thank you. And yourself?
Great. Mark, who are you and what do you do?
Well, I'm a systems programmer, systems architect. As a job, I spend a lot of time architecting and developing software solutions. As an avocation, I'm very interested in artificial intelligence, particularly artificial intelligence safety and ensuring that humanity ends up with the right results for itself.
Mark, how are you involved with blockchain?
So I first started playing with blockchain a bit way back in the initial days of Bitcoin. I did some initial Bitcoin mining, made a little bit of money that way. But then sort of lost interest until earlier this year when I ran across Steam, which is basically a third or fourth generation blockchain. Steam allows for some very interesting economics, and in particular, it allows for microtransactions, which for my particular avocation means that I can work on crowdsourcing and reimbursing or funding people who wish to help with crowdsourcing artificial intelligence.
Mark, what are the biggest challenges and successes with blockchain?
So the biggest challenges with blockchain currently are that it really is still a technical endeavor. Using blockchain really hasn't been made simple for the average person. I guess I really don't understand why people, for example, haven't made Bitcoin easier to use. It's been around for quite some length of time. There really is no reason why it shouldn't be easier for the average person to use Bitcoin than it actually is. As for the successes, the growth of cryptocurrency has been tremendous in terms of the reach. I mean, basically, in some senses, cryptocurrencies are much larger in other countries than they are in the United States. Part of that is because there's the necessity where there's currency instability, or more accurately, for those who live in a country where the currency is unstable, there are many more advantages or there's much more profit to using cryptocurrency. Another one of the challenges, of course, is the fact that there's such speculation in the various blockchain products.
In your point of view, what will blockchain augment, change, or replace?
So blockchain allows for additional capabilities. One is that it makes fraud nearly impossible. It reduces the friction of transactions, and it basically replaces paper money. To some extent, it also replaces our current versions of electronic money. But what it really does is it makes it much more possible for alternative economic systems. Once again, getting back to Steam, one of the things that's very interesting about Steam is that it was designed to be inherently inflationary. Basically, they deliberately create more coins than they need to for the purpose so that people can be paid without creating that money costing people that much, or at least it isn't directly attributable. And one of the advantages of this is you could actually run something like a universal basic income scheme by slightly devaluing your currency. You have enough new money that you could pay everyone who is investing in your currency an equal amount. So to me, this is also possibly a major social advantage. You know, we have problems with income disparity getting broader and broader in the world, and this may actually be an acceptable way to maybe make some progress.
Mark, how will people make money with blockchain?
So there are a wide variety of ways. As I mentioned earlier, mining the various cryptocurrencies is initially possible for everyone. As cryptocurrencies become more sophisticated or as they, you know, become more established, though, generally the mining turns into huge, almost industrial operations. For instance, for an individual to mine Bitcoin currently is nearly impossible because there are warehouses full of specially designed computers sitting next to hydroelectric plants with nearly free electricity. And there's really no way for an individual to compete with that. On the other hand, there are over 800 cryptocurrencies, with more appearing every day. And most of the younger cryptocurrencies generally aren't mined by anything more sophisticated than your average home computer. So there's still opportunities in mining. Also, once again, getting back to Steam, the fact that there is money that the cryptocurrency actually generates itself, in Steam's case, they're using that to pay people for content on social media. They've set up a Reddit-like site, Reddit being one of the forms of social media where people have involved discussion threads and blog posts. And based on upvotes from other participants, Steam directly rewards participants for their contributions. Initially, Steam was paying thousands of dollars for some posts. These days, since the Steam currency went through the inevitable early cryptocurrency crash, these days the best posts make only, quote unquote, hundreds of dollars, which is still fairly good. But this is another way in which money can be made on blockchain. In the future, realistically, once you start getting into things of the sort of smart contracts, cryptocurrency is going to be in the middle, probably, of virtually all money-making opportunities.
Mark, what advice do you have for those interested in the blockchain?
That's a really interesting question. And I guess I sort of divide my advice into three parts. One is a recommendation to be cautious. There's far too much speculation in the cryptocurrencies. It's like the Wild Wild West still. There's insufficient safety in a number of aspects. One is that cryptocurrency transactions are irreversible at this point. I don't believe that will be the case in the long run. But it's very easy to make a mistake or to get really excited and make a large investment. And that's generally something I wouldn't recommend. On the other hand, if you're interested in blockchain, I really believe that it would be very, very worthwhile for people to dive into it, or at least to learn about it, to do some initial small investments, to catch the lay of the land. This is definitely the way in which the future will go, and you really don't want to risk being left behind. And the third thing, again, this is more related to my avocation, is that people should be involved in the governance of cryptocurrency. There are numerous things or numerous capabilities that certain cryptocurrencies have. The one that I tend to be most concerned about is the cryptocurrencies where it really isn't possible to track where money is coming from and where money is going. While I do have great concerns as to how much the government can track our lives, I think that enabling the capabilities for the 1% to be able to offshore money even more effectively, and or the capability where almost anyone will be able to do truly dangerous things has actually reached the point of being very dangerous. That the capabilities that individuals have in the modern world, if you have just a moderate amount of money, is actually reasonably terrifying. And again, it gets back to my avocation of how do we make human society work for all of us? How do we prevent the dangers that we seem to be constantly walking ourselves into through lack of foresight. So the advice that I'd like people to do is to pay more attention to that as well, because this is exciting technology, but like any exciting technology, it's a two-edged sword, and we haven't been dealing well with a lot of those instances recently.
Well, thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
For more on this, visit blockchainbillionspodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out blockchainbillionsbook.com. Thanks for listening.